Mark Hogan is here. He's the program director for the upcoming Cloverdale Fiddle Festival this weekend. This is an event that has a long history. How far back does it go?
Well, we're in our 39th year.
But it's undergoing some changes.
Yes, the Cloverdale Historical Society has passed the torch, so to speak, to the Citrus Fairgrounds, Sonoma County Folk Society, and California State Old Time Fiddle Association District 10. We are now co-producing the event.
So this is behind-the-scenes stuff. As a festival attendee, would I notice a difference?
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully you'll find it an even more pleasant experience than it has been in the past. We're always trying to improve things.
So who's on board this year?
Well, one of the improvements is a jamming stage, which means that there'll be performances. It's not just a contest format. So we've got a young band from Southern California called Rocky Neck Bluegrass. They'll be doing one performance on the main stage, and they're also doubling as the fiddle judges. Another up-and-coming band from the Bay Area is called Steep Ravine. You'll probably be hearing more from them in the future. Debbie McClatchy will be there, a wonderful old-time performer who's been performing for over 40 years. The Mount Diablo String Band with Carl Pagder, founder of the California Bluegrass Association on banjo, and Harry Liedstrand, formerly of the Sweets Mill String Band with Kenny Hall. And the Road Oilers, that features John Peterson, who owns Amazing Grace Music in San Anselmo, and Mike Drayton on fiddle.
And the contest is also a part of it, of course.
Yes. And I'm trying to de-emphasize that. You know, people don't like contests. They get nervous. They get uptight. They don't think that's the purpose of music. And really all it is a question of just getting your adrenaline up and competing. And I put that in quotes. You know, it's not a life or death thing. You can win $100 if you finish first in, say, the Texas division. And then the prize money graduates down, you know, to $25. You get your entrance fee back, I think, if you finish fourth.
All the glory you can eat.
That's it. Yeah. It's the idea is to have some fun with it. There aren't strict rules like it has to be a pre-1910 tune. It's got to be an old-time danceable tune.
And you're pulling people in from how far away?
As far as Los Angeles, Redding, Oregon. I've seen on some of the fiddle registration slips that have come in. We want it to be more than just about Cloverdale. We're trying to make this a Sonoma County event. For example, the Raceway at Sonoma donates tickets for the raffle. Lagunitas, who I can't say enough about, they underwrite a large part of this event. And as you know, they're just wonderful underwriters for a lot of events in Sonoma County.
Not to mention KRCB Radio.
That's true. That's true.
And the audience pretty much comes from Sonoma County?
Predominantly. We do have a lot of people that come from the Bay Area. In fact, I'm hoping more so this year because we're emphasizing the jamming, the old-time component in which people just get together. They come, they watch a few bands and stuff, but they're there to be with their friends and play music. Old-time is very participatory. Let's sit down and let's play some tunes.
Sounds like a good time for people who want to show up at the last minute, just walk up and buy a ticket?
Yes, you can. In fact, that's the only way to buy tickets is at the door.
What could be easier? Mark Hogan, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.